In Victoria, the introduction of the 50k urban speed limit had a similar effect. Bruce Corbin.
Some of the research that we did at the time in the early 2000s showed very powerful reductions in trauma. Something like 3,000 to 4,000 casualty crashes would have been prevented each year nationally if the 60s had gone to 50 rather than just the local streets, and something like 12,000 other crashes would have been prevented as well nationally. All of the evidence points to little or no effect on travel times, reduced emissions, reduced fuel use, improved population health through people being safer, being able to walk and cycle and so on. So there's many benefits, and I guess the benefits overall and the downside, which is minimal, hasn't been sold successfully, I think, at the political level.
From the beginning through to the 1990s, speed enforcement was very much the role of the Police Highway Patrol. What was their level of consciousness of road safety at that time? Mervyn Lane.
I'm sure that they were conscious about it, but it was just the way in which they went about addressing it. I think it was more dictated by targeting offenders rather than deterring them. To me, it seemed that there wasn't the coordination between the various authorities in those days. Everybody just went and did their own thing, and they all went off, probably in many respects, in different directions to try to achieve the same goal.
The 1970s were also the time when the first radar speed monitoring devices became available to police.
Well, we were the instigator of them because, quite obviously, they were a technology that we wanted to implement. Others had implemented them, and when I say others, the other states, they'd been implemented overseas. Like everything else, we dragged the chain. And when I say we dragged the chain, first of all, you've got to have the legislation in place to allow you to do it. You've got to find the technology. Most of the technology comes from overseas. You've got to evaluate that technology, and then you've got to get the funding to implement that technology. But by the time you identify the technology and go through all of that process, the technology's out of date. Technology is moving so quickly that it's virtually out of date by the time that you get it under the system that's operating. We were able to use it in the initial stage in the existing slant radar that we got from South Australia, and they developed a camera that we were able to put on those tripod-mounted cameras that were on the side of the road.
It was an AWA device. It was not a camera. It was just a radar device. It was called an electromatic, and the police asked the traffic engineering branch to make an assessment of it and do a takeover test, and I was asked to do that. And that was my first exposure to the radar, and as a young engineer, I had a lot of fun. We were actually measuring speeds of traffic coming off the Harbour Bridge, and I was absolutely staggered at the accuracy of the device. It was very, 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 very sharp.
Now, our biggest adversary there was the NRMA. They were concerned about it being a revenue-raising exercise rather than a high-profile thing. So we liaised very closely with the RTA and the NRMA, and they were also concerned that we put them in areas that had a crash history rather than just putting them out on a straight section of road or on a downhill or where we just pick up motorists.